Part 1. The Die is Cast. Chapter 1. New York City. September 6th, 22:30 Eastern Daylight Time. He didn't particularly like being in America, and especially didn't enjoy being in New York City. However, Abdul Muqtadir Kashif was above all else a businessman, and this was business. Kashif was Arab, wealthy, and from outward appearances quite westernized. He was in his mid-50s, slim, fit, well-educated, and sophisticated. His eyes were alert, but not predatory, and he had a disarming smile. Kashif wore his hair stylishly long but well-barbered and kept his goatee and mustache neatly trimmed. He was Kuwaiti by birth and citizenship, but he kept elegant, if not lavish, homes in Paris, London, and Mumbai, as well as a primary residence in Kuwait City. He had but a single wife and three children, all girls, who he shamelessly spoiled. He read the Quran often and found the teachings of the Prophet made for an ideal guide for a good and productive life. Yet, by and large, he rejected any literal interpretation of the book. Abdul Muqtadir Kashif was one of those men who his London and Parisian acquaintances never seemed to see as an Arab or a Muslim. If they did, they were quick to comment, "That Abdul, what a splendid fellow! Why can't more of them be like him?" He permitted himself the indulgence of bringing his wife, Jumana, along on this short 3-day business trip. It hadn't been his idea. Somehow she found the shopping in New York superior to that of even London. What harm could come from making her happy by allowing her to busy herself trolling through the high-end boutiques on Fifth Avenue while he hammered out a business deal? Her chauffeur and escort would look out for her. That same chauffeur had delivered them from their hotel, the Intercontinental New York Barclay, to the penthouse condo of his new business associate, who was hosting a small dinner party in their honor. They had bid their host goodbye and were riding in the swiftly descending elevator when Jumana turned to Kashif. "My husband, it is such a beautiful night, and our hotel is only a short walk away. Would you just dismiss the chauffeur? We can enjoy an evening stroll together." Kashif did some quick mental calculations. It was a mere 8 blocks walk to East 48th Street, where the Intercontinental enjoyed a prominent location between Park and Lexington Avenues. What harm was there if it pleased her? She had, as she always did, charmed his new business associates. It was their last night in New York, a beautiful Sunday night with a full summer moon, and he was feeling exceptionally good about the deal he had struck. Perhaps being in America wasn't so bad after all. "Of course, my dear. It is a lovely evening." As they exited the building, Kashif dismissed his driver, and they set out walking south on 7th Avenue. Jumana pulled her hijab tightly around her head. Feeling the need for more modesty walking the streets in an American city than she might elsewhere, Abdul Muqtadir Kashif was happy they had left the dinner party a bit early. The oafish American men there talked about little else than the opening of their football season that weekend. They were even rude enough to keep incessantly checking their smartphones for the progress of one of their hometown teams, the Giants, who apparently would have to save the city's honor that evening in their Sunday night game. Their other team, the Jets, had lost badly earlier in the day. As they approached 48th Street and prepared to turn east to reach the Intercontinental, Kashif saw commotion ahead as a number of men poured out of a sports bar. The sign on the bar read, "Tonic." How apt, he thought, as he pulled Jumana close to him. They quickened their pace. Then he heard them. He choked! They had him.